Today, on the third Sunday of Advent, we celebrate Gaudete Sunday, which takes its name from the introit, the introductory antiphon, the entrance antiphon for the Mass, Gaudete in Domino Semper, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice, the Lord is near. And this verse from the opening sequence of the Holy Mass is a quotation from what we just heard in the second reading from St. Paul to the Philippians, in which he exhorts the Philippians to joy, to rejoicing in the fact that the Lord is near. He goes on to say, have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your request known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So God wants us to have peace and joy. We pray for peace and freedom from anxiety in the Holy Sacrifice every time we participate in the Mass. And yet at the same time, we also pray for a peace that the world does not give. The peace that the Lord gives is not the peace of the world. And it's not simply an absence of conflict, because as we know, within our spiritual lives, there's a great deal of conflict. In fact, one of the classic ways in which the spiritual life is characterized is in terms of spiritual combat. It's combat. It's a war to the death, ultimately, for our eternal, the welfare of our eternal souls. And everything ultimately hangs in the balance. And yet, we are taught to live in view of hope, which is not simply the idea that that everything is going to work out the way we want things to, or that all the things that we count as valuable are going to be given to us, and that we're going to find our joy and our peace in obtaining everything that we want, that we desire, but rather that God fulfills his promises. And this is what St. Paul is saying to the Philippians. They are going through the same trials that every man and woman goes through who has ever lived. And one of the ways in which man is characterized in this life is homo viator, man along the way. We are wayfarers. We are not at home. We are not in the harbor. We are at sea. We are in the midst of the storm. The church is represented by the ship, you know, at sea in the storm. We are the church militant. That's the state of affairs in which we find ourselves. And yet St. Paul is saying to the Philippians, the Lord is near, he is coming, it is soon. So we solemnize this vigilance, this anticipation of the arrival of the Lord every year during Advent. And we have the Advent wreath by which we actually, you know, watch the progression of time towards Christmas, and it catches our attention. We're supposed to look at the Advent wreath and notice that there's a new candle burning and that we're getting closer to the moment in which the Lord will arrive, because our stance ought to be one of watchfulness. It's anticipation, because the Lord is indeed near. And yet, it's like the Blessed Mother or any woman who is with child. There's a state in which she desires to be delivered. A woman who is heavy with child carries a burden and experiences the burden of her own pregnancy and anticipates being delivered from the burden and having the joy of being able to hold the child and nurture the child. And yet at the same time, as we know as Catholics, that child is already there, that it's already a life existing within the womb. There is already the joy of new life, of this precious gift of a new person. And that's the way the spiritual life is. We have God's life. It is already present to us. We experience it in the hidden manner of grace. Sometimes we can say we feel the grace. We know God is present. But most of the time we live under the burden of our sinfulness and our weakness and of the circumstances of our life, which places responsibilities upon our shoulders that sometimes are very difficult to carry. And we look forward to the deliverance from these burdens. We look forward to heaven. We look forward to the moment of God's visitation. And yet, at the same time, we know that God is always with us. God was with his people in his promises. Even after Adam and Eve lost the grace of God and were cast out of the Garden of Eden, God made them a promise. And everyone who lived in the power of that promise, who lived in virtue of that promise, who believed and accepted what God revealed to the people of God in the Old Testament, they were living in God's grace. They had God's grace. They weren't able to enter heaven after they died. They had to wait in limbo for their deliverance when our Lord descended to the dead and then rose from the dead. They would have to wait for their entrance into heaven, but they did live in God's grace in view of their trust in the promises. Now we have the fulfillment of all those promises and experience the grace of Christ to its fullness as far as it can be in this life with the Eucharist. We receive Jesus into our bodies and into our souls. And yet there remains this veil, and we still await the coming of the Lord. And we rehearse the coming of the Lord. We rehearse the end of the world and the end of our own lives, you know, in so many different ways. We get up in the morning, which is like a new birth, and we go to bed at night, which is like death. And the liturgy of the church, Compline, the blessing at the very end, may the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death. So the liturgy explicitly draws a parallel between death and going to sleep. And then we experience these same dynamic within the liturgy, within our own, you know, repentance, the penitential rite, and then the reception of our Lord in the Eucharist. And, you know, we see Holy Communion as the culmination of our participation in the Holy Sacrifice and the Mass, and yet we need to do it again, you know, as often as possible, certainly every Sunday, hopefully more often if it's possible. But we know that we need to come again and be nurtured at the altar, receive our Lord in his coming to us. So every Mass is like Christmas. St. Francis of Assisi draws a parallel between the way in which God descended into the womb of the Blessed Virgin at her word, at her saying yes to him, and our Lord is descending upon the altars at the word of the priest. Every day where the Mass is celebrated is like Christmas, and the saints lived in anticipation of the moment of the Mass and Holy Communion, like Padre Pio and Saint Maximilian Kolbe, who basically made half their day a preparation for Holy Communion and the other half a thanksgiving, living always in view of that moment every day. So we feel the burden of being away from the Lord, and we live in anticipation of his coming. And yet the coming of the Lord is for us in this life always now. And therefore, when St. Paul says to the Philippians, brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice, the Lord is near. You know, the Lord is near because he's coming. He's also near because the kingdom of God is within us. And so, as we participate in Advent on this Gaudete Sunday, where there's flowers on the altar and the vestments have been changed, you know, the violet has been softened into the rose color, because we are waiting and expecting Christmas to come in a very few moments, we should ask the Blessed Mother for the grace to have her expectation and also her experience of God's presence, because there's a sense in which Christian joy, the joy that comes from God, and the peace that the Lord gives, not that the world gives, but that the Lord gives, is for us in a certain measure a choice. You know, sometimes emotionally we feel burdened or under strain, you know, and we wait for deliverance. We're hoping for better times. But sometimes we have no control over that. There's a level in our life, an emotional level, where we really have no control. We try to do the best that we can. But spiritually, joy is a choice. And you know, life is what we make of it. And we can choose to accept the grace by which we deliver ourselves over to the Lord and trust Him and bear the burden out of love for Him and know that He's going to take care of things. Or we can choose to not accept. And the point here is not to, to emphasize the responsibility or the guilt that we might have as a result. The point is to know that choice is within our grasp, and that we can always make things better. You know, no matter what we experience or what the burdens are in life or what the anxieties are that we have, we can always bring it up a few notches, and do better in our spiritual life by knowing that the Lord is near and receiving communion as though we really believe that the Eucharist is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord. We say that, we believe it, you know, but we don't always respond to the graces of the moment and the crosses that we are carrying as though we believe it. Every day is Christmas. In reality, every day we receive Emmanuel. Every day, everything that we need in our lives is present. And so we ask our Blessed Mother then, the Immaculate Conception, to prepare us for Holy Communion and for the coming of the Lord at each moment of our lives. The Church exhorts us to rejoice in Advent at this, and we do it again in Lent and Laetare Sunday, so that the Church in this way reminds us that it's not just Christmas and Easter, not just certain moments of our lives which are causes for joy, although certain moments are particular causes for joy. There's always a reason. There's always a reason, because the Lord is always near and the Lord always gives us what we need because He gives us Himself in the Eucharist.
Christus.